For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller. As the United Nations climate talks in Paris wrap up at the end of this week, I'm talking with Western Kentucky University Professor of Geography and Geology, Rezaul Mahmoud. He's also Associate Director of the Kentucky Climate Center and was a member of a Federal Advisory Committee on Climate from 2011 through 2014. While some leaders in the U.S. Congress and in Kentucky disagree with the science behind global warming, Professor Mahmoud says the debate is an important part of the process.
Well, first of all, I think it's the Paris talks. This is good that we have been discussing about an issue which is very critical in our time. I always think that it's good to have a debate so that long-term good solution comes out of it.
Is there one development in the Paris climate talks that you see will impact Kentucky the most?
Well, you know, if we nationally and internationally we are talking about reduction of carbon emissions, in our case, we have coal-fired plants. They produce lots of carbon. So what we are going to do about it, I just do not know exactly. But even nationally speaking, we set ourselves to a path that we are going to reduce our reliability of carbon or fossil fuel-based energy consumptions and things like that. And that a lot of work needs to be done. So that can impact, but impact can be good or bad. There is a cost of action, cost of inaction too. So in response to the policy changes that if we adopt new technology, we go to new sources of energy, that is going to cost. But at the same time, if we don't do anything, then what would be the cost, say, 50 years from now if it suddenly hits us rather than we are working through it phase by phase?
President Obama has been leading the charge at the Paris talks to come up with a binding agreement among the nations to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Where does that leave Kentucky, considering the new governor, Matt Bevin, said he doesn't want to submit a plan for reducing power plant emissions by the federally mandated date of September 2016?
Well, I think that needs to be worked out between our leaders in Kentucky and the federal government. Matt Bevin is our governor and our leader. So he is going to decide what needs to be done, and they're going to negotiate, and we'll go from there.
Do you think the climate talks in Paris have had an influence on business or technology leaders in Kentucky in relation to meeting the challenge of global warming, for those who believe that global warming is an issue?
I do not know them individually, but I also know that here in Kentucky or other places, a lot of local level, individual, business-wise, people have been working on reducing, say, emissions, energy consumption, depending more on green energy or green technology and things like that.
Is there anything else you think it's important for people in Kentucky to know related to the climate conference in Paris or the longer-term impact of that?
Climate has always changed. We had ice age before. We are now actually in the warming phase. So that is going to happen. I think the main debate right now is that whether humans are causing this climate change or it is just natural change. Assume that humans are not causing the climate change. But the important part is that we'll have floods, we'll have droughts, we'll have tornadoes. They're not going to stop it. If we make our society more resilient for that, we are a long way forward, actually, in terms of adapting to it. If we are well prepared to deal with them, then we are very resilient. And then anything come on top of that, we can work from there.
Thank you very much, Professor Mahmoud. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with WKU Geography and Geology Professor Rezaul Mahmoud. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.